Thursday, March 11th, 5 p.m. Big Ben. We're doing a live show, live on No Filter Network.
I thought this intro was going to be like the movie guy, like coming to No Filter Network this Thursday, March 11th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
WSC Podcast, Big Ben, K-Win, and we got the other Win, Randy Win, on the show. All you have to do is log in with Gmail, Yahoo, or iCloud. No Filter Network, go to nofilter.com, follow No Filter Instagram and Twitter. You're going to see us, you're going to hear us. It's an interactive platform where you, the viewer, can come into the booth, ask questions to our special guests, ask Big Ben and K-Win questions. That's No Filter Network. Welcome back to WST, K-Win, Big Ben. Little West Coast swing, 5-minute version. You know what happened this weekend? Major League Baseball kicked off. And you know what's back? In addition to baseball, in-game video. In 2020, no in-game video because the Houston Astros would steal signs with the live feed, but the players complained. And so now you know what you can do? In your dugout, you can look at video on your tablet. It's delayed, so no one can be a Houston Astro. What do you think, Big Ben?
I always question, because we see this all the time in football. The first thing a player does, Russell Wilson's a big guy that comes back. You throw an interception, you go back and look at the video. What would I have done differently? In baseball, you know, I could see it as – so explain to me further. Are they actually showing the entire pitch, meaning, or are they just showing a frame of the batter?
They're showing everything. It's delayed, so you can't steal signs in real time. And then they're also phasing out the catcher signals, so you can only look at the sequence between the pitcher and yourself and see the mechanics, see the ball, but you cannot steal signs.
The baseball purist in me says, why do we need video? Come on.
And then in 2020, Major League Baseball posted the lowest league-wide batting average with .245, lowest since 1968.
Well, that's because everyone's swinging for the fences.
I know. When I read the stat, I'm like,
no one goes to arbitration and says, hey, I hit .260. They say, listen, I hit 47 home runs. Pay me. So, if this prolongs the game anymore and people are saying, hold on, I'm still evaluating my last at bat before they come to at bat, you know, come to their next at bat. I don't know. More screens. I think they should only allocate like a little kid. You know, they only get so much screen time. I think they should allocate only so much screen time per player per game. Like you only get 2-3 minutes. I don't know. Who's it sponsored by? What tablets are they? iPads or Surfaces?
I think it depends on the team.
Really?
Yeah. If you're like the Dell rep for any Major League Baseball team, you can go to plan right there selling tablets.
BYOD.
And also, this week, Major League Baseball, remember in Little League, there's like 10-run rules. You got to say uncle and it quits. Mm-hmm. They've got the mercy rule in Major League Baseball. Mercy rule. Which is any manager can end an inning after a pitcher has thrown more than 20 pitches, no matter who's on base, what the score is, or how many outs. So Garrett Richards, he plays for the Boston Red Sox. I know you're going to say, why are we talking about Garrett Richards? Because he was born in Riverside and played for the Angels. He got no mercy'd, and he also has no chance because he can't get out of an inning and he needs someone to bail him out.
Now, this is a spring training rule only, right? In effect, yeah. Who wants to sit at spring training and watch, you know, a guy dump 5 pitches or 4 pitches to eat batter? He can't throw the ball over the plate. Get him out of there, you know? I get it. Spring training only, that's fine. Listen, if you're a pitcher, you don't want to get hurt. Say you're struggling on the mound. Last thing you want to do is get hurt in spring training. I get it. I like the mercy rule. They should call it something different, though.
The uncle?
Say uncle rule. Where he's got to go uncle. He's got to raise his hand and say uncle and just walk off the mound.
You know who needs to say uncle? Switching sports, the Houston Texans. J.J. Watt left. And now he joined the best football division, best division in football, NFC West. 2-year deal with the Cardinals? What do you think, Big Ben?
Well, Right now I'm wearing my Rainier Brewery shirt and my Seahawks hat. I am trading my Rainier Brewery hat in for a Oso Brewery hat, which is located down in Scottsdale or Phoenix. And I'm wearing this permanently for the next year. This is Masters Golf Cap. All I'm going to do is golf, watch the Suns and the Cardinals. I love this signing. J.J. Watt, the only downside. You like this hair too?
Yeah. Let it flow.
The only downside I saw to this, J.J. actually, the Bills were pursuing him, but they weren't the highest bidder. Now, to each his own, you probably saw Arizona, the desert, and the opportunity to go pair up with probably the best player on the other side of the ball during his time with the Texans, and that's DeAndre Hopkins. I think with him and Chandler Jones, if this doesn't punch Russell Wilson's ticket out of Seattle, it should. Because I do not want to play against those two games out of the year, the Niners defense and the Rams defense. Like, I'm going elsewhere. I'm going, sure, Chicago, sign me up. Like, I'm out. But it is intriguing to see the Cardinals continue to build upon the momentum. They were a fringe playoff team last year. I don't think this gets them over the edge, but his name carries weight. JJ's a good dude, yeah. First and foremost. He's a really good dude. He's going to put, when we have the opportunity, more butts in seats, because I think the Watt name carries weight. Two-time defensive player of the year outright. And he was having to do a lot on his own in Houston.
Too much.
Like, he was the guy. Too much. Now when you have a guy like Chandler Jones and Simmons and some other pieces in and around that defense.
Buda Baker. The Cardinals D is legit.
I don't mention UW players on this podcast, but yes, Buda's there. Jalen Thompson. How about that? Coug on that defense as well. It's intriguing. They get better on that side of the ball. Hey, if you score more points than your opponent, you win a game. And the Cards just got to the point where their opponents are going to score less points with J.J. Watt in that lineup. So I like that for the Cards. I really like what Arizona's doing overall as a sports franchise team or city, whatever you want to say.
Rams got Stafford. So they have offense and defense. Is Russ going to go to the Cowboys or to Vegas or to the Bears?
I think, yeah. I mean, Russ has lived out. Kind of, he's peaked, right? I think we've all seen that he peaked. He probably peaked around the time where he threw that interception. Let's be honest. The story might be different if he completed that pass in the Super Bowl that would have won him the second. But right now, he's not even in Eli Manning status in terms of quarterbacks and the accomplishments that they had. Eli won two. Russ has only won one. Now, I think what he wants to do, there's such an emphasis on defense in Seattle, as well as trying to get to the run of the ball, he wants to go somewhere where he can create his own offense and take the reins to that. And Pete Carroll's not willing to give that up. So Chicago, Dallas, Dak wants an exorbitant amount of money. So Russ might come on the cheap compared to that. So we'll see. What do you think?
I got Russ gone. Bold prediction. You hear it first. Sam Darnold to the Seahawks. This is all going to happen before the draft because Pete Carroll wants to get his team ready and he wants to put the pieces together through the NFL draft. So he doesn't want to have to wait for Russ. He doesn't have to deal with this. Trade is going to happen during free agency, which is coming up in a couple weeks.
It is. And I like the dun, 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 little USC flavor, maybe. Darnold to the Hawks. Tell you what, all the Hawks need to do is save as much money as possible. And we talked about this. Russell Wilson was carrying 15% of their cap number, and it's only going up next year. So if you're going to cut bait and you can find someone like Chicago to take on that salary cap, I'd take that call.
What about trading him for Trubisky straight up?
You would have to give me Trubisky. Let's see. Who else? Khalil Mack. I'd need Khalil Mack. I need you to do a sign and trade with Allen Robinson and
Pizzeria Uno's secret deep dish recipe.
Give me Urlacher as a linebacker's coach.
Wow. I like that. Seahawks making moves. All right. We're going to wrap up here, West Coast Swing, with a little over under because Big Ben's a gambling man, and I know he loves to bet, and I know he loves action. So listen up. This Wednesday, James Harden, the beard, is going back to Houston with the Brooklyn Nets. There's no KD. KD's going to miss at least one or two more games. The Nets right now are averaging 120 points per game. So 30% of that is about 36 points. So will the beard go over or under 36 points Wednesday night in Houston against his old team that he dogged out and called out before he was traded to the Brooklyn Nets?
You know how much I love Harden, right?
You don't like him.
Exactly. So if this is a bet I have to take, I'll go with the over. He's a spiteful guy, I think. I don't know, but I could see it saying I'm going to lay 60 on these guys. I see him putting up at least 36 shots. If he gets to 36 points, we'll see. But I'd go with 36 shots, and I'll take the over on points too.
That's a trap bet. I'm going under, and here's why. Houston knows his moves. PJ Tucker's there. They've got Eric Gordon, and Houston's team defense is pretty good if you look at the defensive efficiency. I think all the other Nets are going to step up. I think Harden will still have a big game. He'll have a triple-double, but I'm going 30, 10, and 12. 12 being the assist. That's my prediction. I'm going under.
You can't prevent 36 shots in the game.
Well, he still might get the over with the shots.
All right, next bet.
That's all I got.
That's it?
That's it. WSU Podcast, West Coast Swing. We talked Beard. We talked Watt. We talked Mercy Rule, a.k.a. the WSD Uncle Rule, and the iPad is back in baseball.
Actually, let's go back to the Uncle Rule. I just want them to call it, just point at their arms and walk off. Just look back at the bullpen and say, bring me a righty, I'm out.
No, I want them to put their arm behind their back and they have to yell, Uncle.